Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy. Happy Monday out there. Wow. I tell you, the weekends are starting to go by faster and faster. Or is that me, guys? If I can recall, it was just Friday, like 2 minutes ago, and here we are back at Monday. And actually, as Monday may be some other folks, it's not favorite day. Monday happens to be one of my favorite days of the week, and let me tell you why. Because you guys know we set a lot of goals on Monday. You know, every Monday we're going to start out our diet, we're going to start our exercise plan. Every Monday, we are going to start our business. Every Monday, we're going to write down our goals. And really, guys, I think that, and it's just a suggestion, if you write those things down on Sunday, then you'll be ahead of the game. So what I suggest is writing down those goals on Sunday for the week, because technically Sunday does start in the week. And you know who you are. Those of you that like to do everything on Monday, and then Monday comes and Monday turns into Tuesday and Tuesday turns into Thursday, and before you know it, the week has gone by and you haven't gotten anything accomplished. So what I would suggest is that what may work for you is that you start on Sunday and you kind of brainstorm a little bit on Sunday about what is it that you want to accomplish for the week. So what happens is by the end of the week, maybe Friday or Saturday, you can go back and kind of look at what you have accomplished, what you have procrastinated on, what you have not accomplished, and then you can go from there trying to build a plan on what you're going to do the following week different so that you will be able to accomplish some goals. Because a goal that's not written down, a lot of times doesn't get accomplished. You guys know that. I mean, that just comes with the territory. If you don't write the goal down, the goal does not get accomplished. So first and foremost, I know I emphasize this on all of my shows, that you have to write those goals down. They're very important to write those down. So read. You know, we got to do a lot more reading and a lot less watching TV, because TV, although it is for entertainment purposes now, we don't even have purpose-filled shows on TV anymore. I mean, you still have your Oprah Winfrey Masterclass. You still have your Ayanna Benzant, Fix My Life. I mean, you have, I'm just naming a few, some motivating shows that do come on. I think Greenleaf actually recently was one of my favorite shows. But there are some still motivating shows. But most of the stuff that comes on TV now, guys, it's not motivating. It's entertaining. So while you're being entertained by those individuals who are actually getting paid to entertain you, and we get caught up in their world so easily and so quickly, you could actually be reading and educating yourself on how you can achieve your dreams and your goals and bring them to life. So just something to think about. Hey, I'm not hating on people that want to watch reality TV, but you can't be successful watching TV every day, and in your downtime, the first thing you do is see what's on TV. Pick a book up, and there are a lot of self-help books out. There are a lot of groups out that you can actually join as well. I know I work with, I go on meetup.com. They are a good platform to just get out there and network and join some of those groups. A lot of those have it in your area. It's local organization. You put in your zip code pretty much and create an account. It's free. And you can join a lot of these groups and kind of work with some folks in the business or industry of what it is that you're trying to accomplish. So also Eventbrite, of course. I think most people by this point have heard of Eventbrite, where you can actually go on Eventbrite and see what kind of events they have going on everywhere, not even just in your area, but everywhere. So, and one thing about events, don't try to make every networking event. You want to make those networking events that are effective for you. I know at one point when I first started business, well, not my staffing company, but when I first started the whole speaking side of business, and I wanted to go to not basically every networking event. If somebody was having a networking event, I was there. And I realized that it was purposelessly to continuously go into all these networking events, to getting all these new business cards. And what do you do when you get home with a business card? Let's be honest. You tuck them away somewhere, and you don't think about them anymore unless there's a service or something arises in your life, and you say, you know what, I think I met so-and-so at a business event, and, you know, let me call, give them a, you know, a shout-out and see if they can assist me with whatever that is that you need assisting with. So for the most part, you have to pick and choose these networking events, look and see what type of people are going to be at these events and how you can benefit from it. Because the whole goal of networking is not just to meet a bunch of people and collect a bunch of business cards. The whole goal of networking is to be able to somehow or another get with someone or meet someone that may can either help you in what you're doing, assist you, educate you in what you're doing, or get a new customer, get a new client. That is the goal for your networking event. Find out where to go get your customers or your new clients from. So just be mindful when you're going to networking events and do the homework and the research. So today's topic, are you standing in your own way? I wanted to talk about are you standing in your own way because a lot of us are standing in our own way. So when we worry about what everybody else has going on, and sometimes we don't do it intentionally, sometimes it's by human nature to see what someone else is going on, or you start to be inspired by what someone else is doing. But let the inspiration turn into an action. So don't let the inspiration turn into envy. Let the inspiration turn into action, because that's going to be key to whether or not you're inspired by this person or are you envious. And being envious of folks, guys, I'm never going to understand, you know, people being envious of folks, because it's just, I mean, everything is not for everybody. I think we all know that at some point, that it's just not for you. Success is obtained to different individuals for different reasons, and I know for me, success is helping other people reach a level of success, but everybody has their own different opinion about what success is for them and how they measure their success, but most of the time, it's us. We are standing in our own way, and we don't even realize it. So, you know, circumstances don't just happen. You know, quite often they are the result of the opinion that we have of ourselves, and that's the truth. Circumstances don't just happen. Quite often they are the result of the opinion we have of ourselves. So our thoughts do have, like, much more influence on our success in life than we are aware of. So they drive our actions and our emotions, and that is what thoughts do. So be mindful what you think about yourself. So if you think that you are successful, then, hey, you will be successful. Do you think that you can achieve those five goals on your list? Then you will achieve them. So you have to speak existence and life into what you believe in yourself for it to happen. So self-doubt, many times we ask ourselves, if we had what it takes to succeed, especially women, we are prone to selling themselves short. We are. We sell ourselves short all the time, guys. It's okay to challenge your actions and learn from mistakes that we made. But nonetheless, ladies, you know, when we put ourselves into question and let nagging, self-doubt get under our skin, we are sabotaging our happiness. And we beat ourselves up by sabotaging our happiness with self-doubt. So don't think about why you can't, but how. So don't think about why you can't, because we always come up with 10, 20 good reasons, so we think, of why we can't. Think about how and what you need in order to succeed. So the next time you start talking about why you can't do something, or why you can't start a business, or why you can't get that promotion, or why you can't get your personal life in order, start thinking about how and what you need in order to succeed. So what that can mean, do you need a mentor? Do you need to take some business classes? Do you need to go and get more involved in your church? Do you need to learn how to change your circle. I mean, because that always, I can say, definitely helps. And when I say change your circle, I mean start kind of hanging around those individuals that are successful in what it is that you want to do. If you are hanging with a bunch of individuals that are doing total opposite of what you want to do, or they're not even accomplishing anything, period, then it's going to be difficult for you to be the successful one in the bunch. So you want to go hang with like-minded people, because you need to hang with people that motivate you daily. That's really key. And I know, again, guys, you know, I'm big on this, you know, my lifetimers. But sometimes, you know, it's okay to let those lifetimers go. And if you want to be a millionaire, then you need to go hang around millionaire-minded folks, or folks that are making $1 million. I mean, it's cut and dry. If you want to make six figures, you need to go and hang with those individuals who are making six figures. And, you know, it's funny because people always say, celebrities always hang with people that have money. Yeah, they do. They hang with people that have money because they're hanging with like-minded folks. Now, I'm not saying it's something wrong with hanging with or being friends with someone that doesn't have any money. But, see, when you are hanging around someone or folks that are doing some of the same things that you're doing, they have reached a lot of those platforms that you are actually on or you're trying to achieve and you're trying to reach, you stay motivated to be successful. So, yeah, I mean, nobody goes that far to stay the same. So when people say she changed, he changed, you should change at some point in your life as you achieve different levels of success, as you enhance your personal and professional life, you should change. You should not be the same. So I know people, like I said, they take that and run with it. So, ladies, let's get over the self-doubt and let's start saying, I can. And you can start that by doing your affirmations. So affirmations, you write them down, type them, however you want to do it, and you put them all over your house, sticky notes, on a refrigerator, in the bathroom, on the mirror, wherever you need to put those affirmations so you can say them to yourself, speak them into existence. I even have a couple of Bible verses that I have for affirmations. But speak life into what it is that you want to do. That is key. Comparing. Let's talk a few minutes about comparing. So when matching, you know, ourselves against others, as I just previously stated, constantly matching ourselves against others, we run the risk of harming our well-being. So comparison always includes judging. And, guys, you know that's the truth. So if the result turns out unfavorable for us, or it's easy to think of ourselves as a failure on top, we tend to measure our life against an unattainable idea. And by that, we diminish our talents and our accomplishments. So, again, self-doubt. Stop comparing yourself to others. If someone has a successful business or something that you are interested in doing, something that you would like to start, don't worry about how and the why for them. You need to know what is your why. And that's going to be key. What is your why of what it is that you want to achieve? So don't regard the past as a burden or the happy time gone forever, but as a motivation. My past motivates me daily to make things better and find happiness again. So don't use it to be a victim. Don't use your past to be a victim. Come on, guys. You know, a lot of us are guilty. And above all, forgive yourself for the past mistakes that you've made. You cannot continuously beat yourself up for something that has happened in your past. That's why it's called the past, because it already happened. You can't change it. You can't fix it, and you have no control over it. You have to move forward and get the lesson out of the mistake. Is what you don't want to do is continue to repeat the mistake. Because then, to me, it doesn't become a mistake anymore. It becomes a habit. Lack of self-respect. Our thoughts often resemble a mantra of negativity, creating a vicious cycle, guys, because of which we're not able to be happy. Self-respect depends to a huge degree on how we treat ourselves, but not only that, how we allow other people to treat us as well. So would we be overly harsh on our best friend if he or she made a mistake? Probably not, because we care. So now it's time for you to start caring for the person who you spend 24/7 with, and that's yourself. So the same way you won't be hard on that best friend, he or she, they make a mistake, you be caring. You have to start being caring about you first. Use some of that same emotion with yourself and caring about you first. Turn your thoughts into your ally and not your worst enemy. When the little voice in your head, like that little voice that we all have, so when that little voice in your head starts scolding you again, change perspective. For once, talk to yourself as if you were a good friend and be lenient. So that's what you do, if that's what you have to do. Start talking to yourself as you are a good friend to yourself and be lenient, because you don't beat your friends up, so why beat yourself up? Perfectionism, it doesn't exist. If we all waited for achievement perfection, no work would ever get done. We could go on and revise our work over and over again. It would never be perfect. So at some point, though, we have to stop and trust that it's good enough. When we try to give our best, this is usually more than what is expected from us. You cannot perfect everything in life. And you definitely cannot be a perfect person, because perfect people do not exist. So in your mind, if you think someone's perfect, then you have some work to do. You still remember, like, what the first mobile phone looked like, or what the computers with the power of a pocket calculator require an entire hallway to fit in? And then in the world of product development, continuous improvement is necessary and accepted. So apply this to yourself. Why would you want to live up to standards that aren't even met by the most successful companies in the world? Accept the wonderful product yourself that you are today and embark on self-improvement without letting perfectionism harass you. So, guys, again, this is, are you standing in your own way, is what we're talking about right now for the listeners that are just tuning into the show. And fear of the unknown. Life means surprises. We all know that. You know that week where you didn't plan to get the flat tire, or that week you didn't plan to get sick or your child gets sick. So life means surprises. Many people dream of shifting their life but are too busy trying to figure out the safest way to do so. And change is only possible if we are not afraid of what might be coming. We always have a choice. Life is trial and error. So stop, guys, being afraid of what may happen and stay in that comfort zone if you want to go to the next level in your life. You are going to have to make some changes. More importantly, you're going to have to change your priorities. You have to change your priorities and change your mindset. So those are some of the things I wanted to talk about today, about are you standing in your own way. And the listeners that just tuned into the show, if you missed it, some of the things that we talked about, standing in your own way, were self-doubt, comparing, holding on to the past, lack of self-respect, perfectionism, and fear of the unknown. More importantly, this is the number one and the last thing we will talk about far as standing in your own way is fear of failure. Now, everybody's hands probably up right now far as fear of failure. If we believe that we can't make it, we give up before we even have taken the first step. Think about it. How many times have you just given up on something? Firstly, because it's not easy. So a lot of times we want easy. Failure is on the cards when we enter new territory. It's on the cards. It's a given. But with each try, we can learn how to improve. Eventually, we are going to succeed if you are willing to embrace failure as a valuable experience to learn from. So take failure as a lesson, because failure comes with the territory of even being successful. The most successful folks in the world have failed, but they're successful today because they got up and they kept trying. And so if you keep trying, you definitely will reach a level of success. Don't start a spiral of self-fulfilling prophecies to prove to yourself that you are a failure by approaching new challenges half-heartedly. Just get back up. When you get knocked down, get back up and start all over again. And always give your best possible, even if it might not be enough. And, again, eventually you will succeed. So, guys, I hope this segment was helpful today. Are you standing in your own way? I'd definitely like to give out tidbits there to our listeners just so you can get motivated and moving on what it is that you would like to accomplish? Are you standing in your own way? And you need to ask yourself that daily. And if you know that you are standing in your own way, you need to change your priorities, change your mindset, and basically do some things differently. Because to get a different result, you have to perform a different action. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to a demo for Stop.
Okay, guys, we are back. Thank you guys for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy, and today we were talking about standing in your own way. So we dropped a few nuggets for those individuals who need that motivation this morning on Monday. And going on to our next subject, we want to talk about really quickly, are you helping in your community? And so, like, what do you do to give back? I know some people go work at homeless shelters. Some people donate clothing. They donate food. They donate time. What are you doing to help in your community to give back? It's really important. And don't allow what you have going on in your personal life to affect what you can do to help the community. I know some folks feel like if you don't have your life in order, how can you go and help someone else or help the community? But sometimes, believe it or not, it makes you feel good when you're able to put a smile on someone else's face, and then you're going to get your blessings twofold. Guys, I want to thank you again for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy. Tomorrow, guys, I want to talk about a quick food drive that's going on in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. If you are in the area, please stop by the food bank. It's actually at the Salvation Army on Spratt Street in Charlotte, North Carolina. They are going to be accepting canned goods and perishables for the homeless women and children's shelter. And also, if you have some clothes or something else that you want to donate, please feel free to bring those as well and donate those to the Salvation Army. It's on Spratt Street in Charlotte, North Carolina. And they're going to be accepting clothes, perishables, and clothes, perishables, and canned goods. I'm sorry. Lost my train of thought for a second. So if you have something to donate and you're in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, please stop by and drop something off. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy. Happy Monday. Write those goals down, achieve them, and remember, to change your life, you have to change your priorities, and there's nothing more powerful than a changed mind. Have a good week on purpose.